For WTOP News, this is The Book Report. I'm Tariq King. I'm here with Eleanor Barker White from the UK. She's the author of the new novel out from HarperCollins called My Name Was Eden. This is her debut novel, and I'm so happy to have her with us on The Book Report today. Eleanor, thank you so much for being with us on The Book Report.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about what the central story is in this book.
It's about a family. So you've got Mum Lucy and Father James and Eden, which is their daughter. So when Eden drowns, 14 years old, and she drowns in a lake near their home, she comes back claiming to be Eli, the name that she'd reserved for her unborn twin. And nobody else believes it. Everybody thinks that it's just perhaps a bit of brain damage, but actually she starts behaving differently, and it starts to expose the flaws in Lucy and James's relationship, and all of these unresolved traumas come to the surface.
This is a real life phenomenon. It's called vanishing twin syndrome. And here in the US, the National Institutes of Health put out a statistic that is estimated to happen in approximately 36% or so of twin pregnancies in the US. My understanding is that you had some personal experience with vanishing twin syndrome. And so is that what inspired you to explore the theme in the book? Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, sure. So when I was pregnant with my son, Ethan, he was one of a twin. We'd been through IVF. And when we went for the first scan, the consultant said that we were expecting twins. And so that was a magical moment, because we thought we couldn't have any children together. And there were two hearts beating. And then at the next scan, when we went along, it was about 8 weeks later, they said one had vanished. So yeah, so that inspired me. And my son was born healthy, and he was fine. He's 16 now. But as time went by, I thought about it from a storytelling point of view as well. The fact it had been partially absorbed by my surviving twin was just weird. And it was something that I couldn't really comprehend for a long time. And so I was thinking about it constantly. And then I came to terms with it, obviously very happy that he's healthy. But then I did think about it as in what the effects could be if this twin came back. And I started pursuing the avenue of it from a novel sort of point of view. And yeah, that was basically where the seed of it came from.
In this novel, the near drowning of Eden was the precipitating event that exposed fissures in the relationship between Lucy and her husband, James. Talk a little bit about that.
When you have a child, you expect everything to be perfect. And I think it's never quite what it seems. And where you've got two people who were just, you know, happily surviving together, it's easy to think you're in this perfect bubble. And then a child comes along and it does change the dynamic. I think it changes the dynamic for anybody. So I just wanted to explore that. And in the book, it holds a mirror up to Lucy and to James and forces them to confront their own relationship as well as their pasts.
Lucy's and James' reaction to the appearance of the so-called vanished twin, or Eli, were radically different. Was that dynamic in any way reflective of a difference between how you and perhaps your husband experienced the vanishing twin syndrome in your real life?
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously not to such an extent because the twin never came back, but I would say that he found it very easy to just think, oh, well, you know, we've still got one, we'll move on. And although I was very happy we still had one, I think to have been carrying another child and to be carrying another living being, which has now just vanished and become, in essence, nothing, that was something more I had to process. And so, yes, it did expose differences between us and the way we dealt with things.
The best thing that I could say about a mystery suspense novel is that it's unsettling, that you believe that you're beginning to read one story at the beginning of the novel, and then as it moves along, it sort of changes and you're unsettled. You really don't know where the actual pathology resides. How did you approach this, especially considering that it's your debut novel?
They were butting heads from the beginning as soon as the drowning happened, because he wanted his little girl back. He wanted Eden back. But the mum quite enjoyed the fact that she had a second chance to become closer to her child. perhaps it was a second chance she never had to be a good mother. And so, and then there was Eden in the middle of it, who became Eli or not. And so she has caused all this enormous trauma. So I knew I didn't ever want to write it from Eden's perspective, because it's as much about Lucy, it's as much Lucy's story, and it's as much as James's story, as it is about Eden, who has, she's sort of set a bomb into the center of the family.
As I finished the book, I said to myself, I'm still not sure if this actually happened.
Yeah, so yeah, I mean, I wanted to write it in such a way that the reader could take from the story their own opinion of what actually happened. So there are two ways of looking at it effectively. And so I wanted it to be a little bit ambiguous, a bit like when you look at a piece of art in a gallery, you might see something and then somebody else might come along and see the piece differently.
The novel sort of delves into these themes of, identity, family, perception. The relationship dynamics between Lucy and her daughter are central to the narrative. And of course, they change when Lucy perceives this child after the drowning incident to be her son. Would you like to talk a little bit about what informed your choice with that particular story thread?
Yeah, so that's a really good question, actually, because I wanted to also explore the dynamics between mothers and daughters and mothers and sons. She's not ever got on with Eden particularly well, and now she's seeing her daughter, she's seeing her as a sort of mirror image. But equally, she's also seeing her as different to herself, well, vastly different to how she was growing up. So she doesn't perceive her as a threat, but she just sees all of her sort of lost dreams, effectively, and all of the things that she was or could have been. And so when I picked Eli to be the vanished twin, I wanted her to have this opportunity to have a son, this son that she felt she could have had, and how differently things could have been, because I think the differences between mothers and daughters and mothers and sons is real in many cases. And so, yeah, I just wanted to explore that, and I wanted to explore the impact of that on families as well.
And one of the more interesting themes that I found woven in to the story was generational trauma. One of the most interesting lines that sort of kept coming up for Lucy, and I think for the reader, was when her grandmother Nan said back in her early days, "We can't have boys in this family." And it set this tension.
Yeah, that was something that I overheard one of my work colleagues say. And she'd had four girls, and she said, this was years ago when I was, this was going back 10 or 15 years at work. And she said, I could never have boys in my family. She had these four daughters, but she always felt like they weren't quite good enough. And there was always this sense that there was something missing, or there was something she was disappointed about. And you could sort of sense this longing. And I thought how damaging that must be to her girls that, you know, she openly expressed this. So yeah, I used that line, and I thought, again, it's going back to that people always wanting what they can't have.
And for all of those themes to happen in the context of a mystery suspense novel, it's a really, really, really enjoyable read. So this is your debut novel. How's the ride been for you so far? Do you think you can keep doing this?
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah, absolutely. And it's been mind-blowing, because it's been a long time coming, but suddenly it's here and it's happening and it's being published. And I'm loving every minute. I really am. And I've got a second book which needs to be delivered as well by the end of the year. And that's very different, but it's also a mystery suspense. And it's sort of based along the lines of chaos versus order, and whether life is sort of destiny or not. And it's about a man who starts using a dice to determine his fate and things like that. So it's very different, but hopefully just as dark.
How's the reaction been from the twins community? Have you heard from, do you have any friends who are twins who've read the book and said, oh my God, what's wrong with you?
That's a really good question, because actually I've had a lot of people who've had twins, and suddenly I realized people have twins. It's as though they're in this club, and they know they're different, and they know they're special, because they say, oh, I've got twins. And they really really enjoy it because they're twins. You know, they look at their twins as something, you know, out of the ordinary, which of course they are. They're a blessing. So yeah, it's all been good. It's all been really great feedback, which I'm very grateful for.
Vanishing Twin Syndrome. It's a fascinating subject. It's a real life subject. And as they say, life can be stranger than fiction. But when life and mystery suspense fiction come together in all their strangeness, you have a beautiful, beautiful result. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today, Eleanor Barker White. The book is My Name Was Eden. Thank you for being on the Book Report today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I thank everyone for listening to this edition of the Book Report. For WTOP News, I'm Tariq King.